Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Reading and studying the Bible is good. Time spent in God's Word is never wasted, but our immersion into Scripture must go beyond merely growing in knowledge. We must become doers of God's Word. So many of us have listened to various teaching sermons, heard scriptures being quoted to us, and have even quoted these scriptures ourselves. Yet the power of these scriptures is not seen in our lives. You see, the proof that we actually believe in the Word of God is evidenced by our acting on what it says to us. Acting upon the Word is the only way to have the inherent blessings in the Word activated in our lives. Most of us are guilty of hearing far more than doing. God wants us to become performers of the Word. In today's message titled, Be Doers of the Word, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to be a doer of God's Word and not a hearer only. Let's join in.
Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 26, and I read from verses 1 to 4. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. That's Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 to 4. There are always opportunities to prosper and to see God bless you because many people are running scared. You can operate in faith and I assure you that there is never a time for Christians to panic. Just put God's word into action. God can bless you in time of crisis. God can bless you in time of pandemic. He can bless you in time of trouble. God can bless you in time of famine. As we know from this scripture that there have been famines before and there's going to be famine in the future. There have been financial crises before, and there are going to be financial crises again. There have been pandemics before, and there's going to be pandemic in the future. Friend, get your spiritual antenna out and listen to what God wants to say to you, and be ready to do as commanded. You will be blessed mightily. The Bible doesn't say it here in the scripture that we just read. But I believe that Isaac, instead of panicking like everyone else, instead of going to Egypt, which was logical, which was sensible and reasonable thing to do by the world standards, Isaac was listening to God. Isaac was seeking God. God, what do you want me to do? And God spoke to him. I am encouraging you that instead of panicking and listening to the world, instead of operating in fear, instead of doing things that you don't feel good about, but being pressured into it, you need to seek God. You need to hear from God and obey what He tells you, and you will be blessed in whatever you do. Hallelujah. God's word comes to initiate and instigate hope for whatever situation that you are in. Because God has got something planned for you. And so let's not get His word and do nothing about it. Put His word into action so you can profit from it. Don't get His word and not get any profit. It ought to profit you in this season. The word always does what it promises. The thing that falls short is not mixing our faith with that word and not doing as we have been told. If you mix your faith with the word and roam with it, there is going to be blessings that will come your way. You will be testifying to your friends and family and the world at large. Let it be so with you. Amen. Isaac heard these words from the Lord in time of crisis. Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. Let's jump to Genesis chapter 26 verse 12. Let's look at what is there. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. See, Isaac sowed and reaped 100-fold. Let's unpack the context about this verse so we can know where we are. We can start from the beginning as I read, where we see that famine is taking place here. It's not like Isaac sowed like a normal farmer and then he got a harvest. No, they were in famine. In that season particularly, if a famine hits, you will protect your grain. You will protect your seed. We wouldn't think about sowing because the soil wasn't given. The land was dry. There was drought. So in that season, the last thing you want to do with the seed is sow. It wasn't a normal time to sow. Yet we see in verse 12 that Isaac sowed, and because he followed the command of God, he reaped 100-fold, for the Lord has blessed him. And this is for us. This is for you and me. We are in a famine. We are in challenging times. We are in the midst of trials and hardships. There are disappointments. There is depression looming. There are dysfunction arising in people's lives. There is chaos in people's lives. God is saying, take a step. You don't need to be outside famine to be blessed. You don't need to be outside pandemic to be blessed. You don't need to be outside crisis to be blessed. Do what I'm commanding you to do, because when you walk in my ways, if you seek first the kingdom, all things will be added to you. This seed that you are sitting on, this opportunity that you are letting it pass, whatever is in your spirit, God is saying, don't wait for the famine to be over before you sow. Don't wait for the pandemic to be over before you sow. Don't wait for the crisis to be over before you sow. The measure was 100-fold. That means 100 times whatever Isaac sowed. Whether it's a person, a number, or opportunity, the seed that you sow is in line with the harvest that you will yield. It's the same as the lady with some oil in pots. Elijah said, go and get some pots. When did the oil run out? When the vessels did. The same thing happens here. When did the harvest run out? When the season to sow ran out. My friend, don't let the opportunity pass you by. Take it as it comes your way. Hallelujah. So many people are trying to wait and trying to figure everything out. They will not take the step. They are trying to get all the clarity. They think it's pointless for them. They need to know where they are at. They need to figure out all the areas of their lives, and then they can sow into this idea or this opportunity that God has given them. But actually, God is saying, don't wait to know before you sow. For you today, don't wait to know before you sow. You are in another year. You want it to be good. Don't wait any longer before you sow. The seed in your hand has been quickened. It's been rekindled. The dream, the idea, the opportunity. God is saying, sow that seed. Scatter that seed, because a harvest of 100-fold is coming your way. Right now, some of you may be thinking, it's better for them. They have moved on. They are making it. So and so is doing well. All the opportunities have moved elsewhere. The grasses are green over there. But God has a plan for you. God has a word in season for you. Only be the doer of the word. You need to do what God is telling you. You need to stand strong. You need to solidify that fact. And as much as there is trouble for everyone, you need to stand strong in the famine. You need to stand strong in the crisis. You need to stand strong in the pandemic and even go beyond that. Take the opportunities that come your way. Sow seed and watch a harvest of 100-fold coming your way. I want to tell you that be sensitive to what God is saying to you. Don't be half far. Don't test the waters on His prophetic word if you feel this word is for you. If your faith is clinging to this word, then don't go half far with this. Don't be half-hearted. Just take hold of the word. Sow a major seed. Sow into this because the blessing coming your way is 100-fold. You don't want to think, I wish I had sown more. I wish I had done more, because the other side of the season, in a year's time, there are going to be believers who have sown. There are going to be believers who took the opportunities that came their way. There are going to be those who have sown half-heartedly. And there are going to be others who have not sown at all. Which group are you in? This is the word of God for you. Sow into the season and see yourself reaping 100-fold harvest. The reality in this context is, Isaac was sowing unnatural seed in an unnatural season and reaped unnatural harvest. That's what happened to him. The fact that he received this blessing in a famine, it was unnatural. Maybe right now you feel it's unnatural to sow a seed in your life. This is what God is saying. Sow unnatural seed in unnatural season to reap an unnatural harvest that God has got for you. He reaped 100-fold, for the Lord has blessed him. And I pray that that will be your portion today. If you have received that word, Isaac sowed and he reaped 100-fold. Sow into God's kingdom. Even though we are in the midst of famine, even though we are in the midst of turmoil, you may be doubtful, you may be dysfunctional, you may be depressed or anxious, but the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I hope you will do that. This season is going to birth something greater if you are clinging and catching that word with faith. For me, I believe for my own life and for so many of us that there is a seed right now in your life, something that you know you have to do, something that God is leading you to do. But maybe you don't know whether you can step out that way and press forth to sow that seed just yet. You may be thinking, this is not the right time to sow the seed. This is not the right time to take the opportunity presented to me. But all of a sudden, I hear this text of scripture and something in my heart leaps out and latches onto it. And I'm praying that it will be the same with you today. There is a seed in your heart right now. It might be a dream. It might be an idea. It might be something that is very apparent to do, or something that you feel led to do. It might be something you should stop doing. Maybe there is a person you need to connect to. Just be the doer of the word today. Hallelujah. Whatever it may be, there is a seed right now in your heart. God is calling you to sow, and He is saying you will receive 100-fold, for the Lord has blessed you. Just go ahead and do it, and there are blessings coming your way. If you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then you are not the doer of the word anyway. All you need to do is to put your trust in Him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.